Viter in Shas from Rabbi Comment of Chav Zion, picking up on Chav Vav and Mabez by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 5 lines up for the bottom. Last word, V'amar. We saw a few things Rabbi was saying. We continue on. V'amar Rabbi. Zorik Tinek Merush Hagag. Someone throws a baby from the roof from the top of a roof. V'ba'achar V'kibla B'sayah from the circle. Someone in the bottom holds a sword that's holding up there and basically kills the baby with the sword. Just falls on the beard, on the sword. Plug the Rabbi Huda ben B'sayah Rabbanon to Machlokas between the two of them. And that is the time of the Brisa. Hiku asar b'nei adam asar maklos. Let's say you have 10 people that are beating someone with 10 sticks. And each one of them is, you know, given the smackdown. Then he died because of this. Bein b'basachas, bein b'zerachaseh. Whether it's all in the same time or whether it was one after the next. Kulan beep turn the page. Chaf zayin amanav. Paturin. Kulan paturin. All of them are putter. Says Rashi. Deba'in and shiyaka kol nefesh adam. Kol nefesh, v'inkan maka kol hanefesh, b'tur b'misa, v'tur patur b'misa. The Gemara continues, says, Rabbi Yehuda b'sero, he says, b'zeach, or zeach, or n'chayv. If it's one after the other, the last one's going to be chayv. B'pnei, t'ker b'misa, because he brought the death close. Now, back to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda b'sero, the top, second line, chayv zeach, shekiblu b'sayef, m'pnei, shekir b'misa. So, the one that received it, b'sayef is going to be the one that's going to be chayv because it brought the death quicker. It brought it. Okay. So, the Chachamim are not going to hold the guy chai for bringing the kids dying sooner. And Rabbi Meseir says, yeah, you will. Next. Ba shor v'kibul b'karnuf. Let's say, instead of we're saying a man came and he did it with a sword, but rather an ox came and a shor muad comes. Rashi says, ba shor muad v'kibul b'karnuf v'mace. And it catches it with its horn, killing him. When a muad ox goes and kills, then the pasuk says, and he will give a kofer of his life, which means that what? Deme nizak, the value of the victim, the one that got damaged, the one that died. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broken Omer, deme mazik, no, the value of the damager, meaning the owner of the ox. So, assuming the Rabbi Huda ben Bisera, that one who brings the death quicker, when the kid is considered the killer, then the chiev of the ox, his owner, to kofer, depends on this machlokes from Rishon and the Rabbah and the Chachamim. I go to the Chachamim, who say that kofer goes according to the value of the victim at the time he dies, and there's no kofer, since the falling child, who was about to be dead already, had absolutely no value at the time the ox killed him. According to Rishmal, who says that kofer, according to the value of the ox's owner, who does have a market value, then kofar is going to be paid. V'yamarab, another statement. Nuflam Rosh Hagag v'nis Kabisha. Let's say, guys, this is a throwback. We saw this in Yevamos. Daf Nun Dalid in Yevamos. So what happens like this? If a man falls on the Rosh Gag and he ends up falling into a woman, he falls into a woman, meaning they fall into a matz of Tashmish, and she gets injured. Chayiv b'dal dvarim is going to be chayiv to pay for the four things. Rashi says, "Kegon shenafal b'ruach mitzuya, dahavale karav lemezid." We're talking about a case where it was a ruach mitzuya, where there's a wind, which is a normal type of wind, would come along, and then he falls in such a case. Therefore, it's considered like mezid. He's going to be chayiv in dal dvarim. Ubi yavim to lokana. Let's say this was his yavama. He's not going to be koneher in such a case. Rashi says, "Afal b'shishenino abal yavimto." There's no state of kinya. There's no acquisition here. It's going to pass the whole thing. It's like it never happened. Now, says Gemara, but not boshes. Of a boshes low, but not the idea of embarrassment. The time we looked at the Mishnah, ain't chayiv al boshes atzim miskaven until there's a kavana to go ahead and to do that. And here, there's no kavana to do such a thing. Let's say he falls now from the roof. Now it's a wind that's not a normal type of wind. a ruach she'ena mitzuya, and then goes and damages and embarrasses someone who's on the bottom. Chayav al nezek u'pater b'dal devarim. He's going to be chayav for nezek, but pater for dalid devarim. Beruach mitzuya v'hizek u'biyish. But if it's ruach mitzuya, and then he felt that embarrassed, and chayav b'dal devarim, pater al boches, then you're chayav b'dal devarim, and you're going to be pater for boches. V'en is hapik, chayav al afal boches. And he flips around in midair in order to, you know, not fall so intently and fall on the person. Now he's going to be chayav even for boches, because this is considered intentional. Even though his goal wasn't to be mavayish the person, still that's the din. The Tanya, mimashma shenemer v'sholcha yada, because from the fact we went to mashmos from that which we learned in the pasuk, and she sends forth her hand. Or this is talking about a case where a wife tries to save her husband. Someone's attacking the husband, and the wife tries to save, and she sends forth her hand, and grabs onto his ihaw. And she has to pay for embarrassing him. Now, any odeya sheikh zika, right? What do you mean v'sholcha yada? She sent forth the hand. I don't know that she grabbed on. Matam lomer v'hech zika, and she grabbed on. Lomer lecha to teach you kevin sheneskav lahazik. Since she had intent to go and damage the guy, you know, because she messed. The attacker's hurting the husband. Afal pi shalom neskavin. Lomer lecha kevin sheneskav lahazik. Afal pi shalom neskavin lebayish. Since she had intent to hurt, even though it was in Levi's, so she'd have to go and pay for Busha. If one put a burning coal on a person's heart and then the guy dies because of that, the one who put it down is going to be Potter. He's not Chayav for murder. But if it's on the clothing and then that happens, it's going to be Chayav. Rashi says, why is it going to be Potter? Because he should have moved. The guy should have taken it off. Why don't you just take it off and put it on the clothing? Chayav. Rashi says, the hello, hadalo solka savar. To be in Ele Bedina. I'm going to bring him to court, and he's going to pay me back, right? So it's going to get burnt up, and he'll have to pay me back for that. In such a case, the guy's going to be chayiv. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Tarvayu Taninu, both of these we learned to the Mishnah. Al Libo de Tanan, and the Libo we learned to the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Kavash Olav Letocha Or, Olutocha Mayim. We learned that there's no liability where he put the coal on a person's heart. We learned this from the Mishnah that says if the killer held the victim down in fire or in water, Ve'enu Yacho Lalos Misham V'meis, he's not able to get out of it. He dies, Chayav, the guy's going to be Chayav. The Gemara there learns out from the Psukim that holding him and not letting him go is considered murder, obviously. Dachvo Letocha Or, push him into the fire, Olutocha Mayim into the water. The guy's able to get out of it, but then he dies. Potter is going to be Potter because the guy should have escaped. So here also, the guy could have taken the coal off his chest. He didn't do it, therefore you're not going to be chayv. Big do de tanan. Where do we learn the idea of the mishnah, of the idea of the beged to go with the fire there? They're going to be chayv. Big do de tanan kuras ksusi shvuras kadi chayv. Let's say I go and I say to you, hey, come on, rip my clothing over here. I say, break my jug over here. And you go and you do it, you're going to be chayv for damaging me. Says Rashi, Dachi Karmelay im tirtze krav shilem aval pirush lo amenas then pater. But if he says to amenas, it's gonna be pater. So basically, in such a case, I'm saying if you want, you can go do it and then pay for it. Amenas lifter pater. But I say you can rip it, you can do this, and unless you're gonna be pater, then you're gonna be pater. Same idea that we saw just before. Now, next, boy rabba hiniach kechelus haliv avdomau. What happens if a guy, the damager, put the coal in the heart of someone's slave? What's gonna be the din? Kigufu dummy or kigamona dummy? Is this looked like putting the coal on one's body or like putting on one's property? Rashi says the avdo kigufu dummy. Right, so that's we're gonna see v'miniach adam gechelus halev avdo. We put a gechelus there. Potter shaylo lavad l'sug. You should have taken off. So kigufo dami or kamomer that is like money. Imtim salama kigufo dami shoromau. If you want to say that putting the coals on the slave is like putting on the body, and therefore we say that since the slave should have moved it off in his heart, the person who put it over there is not gonna be chayev to pay anything. Then what's gonna be the din if you put it on someone else's ox? Hadar Pashta, the Gemara then said the answer, Avdo Kagufo, Sharo Kemamono. The Eved is like the goof, is like putting it on someone's body, and putting it on someone's ox, like putting it on his property. Rashi says, Shoro kimamono shein bo das, the sulk of a chayv do das tigraf, and therefore you're going to be chayv. Hajjan Allah, kids at a regal, and the lalalai, oh, and the lalalai, eh, and the lalalai, mbalalai. Mazlum and finish the second parak. Let's now jump into the third parak. But first, we said Hajjalach that we are going to return to it. So let's quickly do that to make sure that we ain't being no liars. We actually do it way back in Left Yud Zayin. The Mishnah started by saying, Kate's out of Regal. What is the din of Kate's out of Regal Muedis? What is considered literally the foot of the Muad Viter? Okay, continue on now to the third parak. Be'ezah Hashem Yisburach. Shemoy, Lenetzach Tzachim Sela. Perek HaMeniach, starting the third perek, here we go. HaMeniach is a kad b'Rishus HaRabim. Someone goes and puts a pitcher in Rishus HaRabim, which is a bit of a silly thing to do. Rashi is the Gemara, first time is going to explain. Uboach v'niskal bo, Shvar, another person comes, and he trips on it, and he breaks it, putter. The guy who did it, he's off the hook. We'll see why. Vim Huzak, but if the guy's walking by gets damaged by it, then Balachov is Chayav Minskal. Then I, the owner of this barrel, I'm going to be chayef. Says the Gemara, Pasuch Bekad, you started by saying pitcher. Vaseem Bechavis, and you went into barrel. What's going on over here? Why you switch your words? Utanan Nami, and we also find this in another Mishtas, the Flamet Alpha Base. Zeba Bechaviso, if one comes to a Rishus Ram with his Chavis, Vzeba Karoso, another one's coming the other way with his beam, Vinishbar Kadlo Shazab, Karoso Shazab, and this one's Kad, his pitcher was ruined by the beam, Putter, the one who's carrying the beam is going to be Putter. Because both of them are allowed to walk over there. Possible chavis the same kad. You start off by saying chavis and you end up with kad. Another time we have like this. Zeba bechavis chavis shel yain. One guy's walking through the Rishus HaRabim with a barrel of wine. Vezeb bekadu shel dvash. And someone with a pitcher of honey. Nisa chavis shel dvash. Oh, we switched from kad to chavis. And the chavis of honey cracked. Vishafach ze. Yeno, and the other guys are going, oh, I don't want to lose all his honey. So what did he do? He poured out his wine, he sells the Dvash Asoch, and he saved all this guy's Dvash inside of it. Rashi's Mapresha Dvash, Dom of Yikarim, is very expensive. Ein lo elo scharo, the only thing that the wine guy could have after that is the schar that he would have been paid in order to be hired to catch it. But he can't pay and make him pay for the wine. Rashi says, schar, kishar paul, vein bala Dvash, mishal dvay, and he have to pay the wine. Started with one and it switched to the other. Amra Papa, Hainu Kad, Hainu Chavis, did the same thing. They mean the same, so it's fine. Lamay Nafkamina. So what's the difference? Who makes it? Why is it important to know that these two things, you could say one or the other? Lameka Chamenker, talking about in terms of a sale. Rashi says, Shabiyada Mocher Lasseis Lo Ezesh Yirtsev, Afilu Histaimo Chavis, Damash Megidola, Nosa Lo Kad, Shikitana. We know chavis generally, we understand a chavis is a barrel and a kad is a pit, is like a pitcher. Barrel's much bigger than a pitcher. But when I go and I sell you something and I say, I'm going to sell you a chavis, I'm allowed to give you a kad and you can't back out on that. Hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case? Elim Abasa, Dekada, Lo Karu, Chavis, Vichavis, Lo Karu Kada. You're in a place where a pitcher is a pitcher and a barrel is a barrel and there you never interchange them. Halu Karula. So why in the place? We don't call it that. So clearly that's not going to work. So if you say kad, it means kad, you say chavis, it means chavis. So let's read, what do we need? The ruba kari lo lakada, kada lo chavis, chavisa. The majority of people call a kada, kada, and a chavis, a kada, the ruba, the kari lo lakada, kada lo chavisa, chavisa. Right, a kad is called a kad, a chavis is called a chavis. V'ikanam et kor l'chavis akad, l'chad l'chavis. Some people do the flip, the interchange them. Maldatim is zil basaruba, you would have something that's according to the majority over there. Beep, turn the pitch of Zayim Beis, kamash malan, de'in olchem b'momen acharof. We don't go with money after the majority. Rashi says, hecha demistapka lan milsa. In the case that we have a suffix, we don't go after that. Says the Mishnah. Let's say someone puts his pitcher in the Rishus HaRabim, another guy comes and he trips over it, then what's the din? And he goes and he breaks it. It's not the pedestrian is off the hook. What do you want from me? Shazza Gamar, Amai Potter, why is he Potter? He should have watched where he's going. Right? Why did you watch where you're going? In fact, you didn't. You should be chived to me for breaking my pitcher. So we have a number of answers. Amri Devei Rab Mishmei Durav. B'mamali Rishus HaRabim Kula Chavis. We're dealing with a case in the Mishnah where the owner of this pitcher put the entire, filled the whole area with pitchers. The guy was able to walk by without breaking such a thing over there. So there were so many there that wasn't able to go and to see all of them and stop yourself. So yeah, that's the case. Shmuel Amishmuel is another answer. Ba'afei l'shanu. We're talking about a case where he tripped over because it was dark. I'm like, you can't hold me responsible. Therefore, it's not my fault. Avriel Chananamer, next answer. The Karen's office telling like when you turn a corner and there it is. Whoop, there it is, says Rashi from Karen's office. Kishin Nichlasa mi mavu la mavu imin atzad. Hanicha betzad la mavu. Eitzel la Karen. Kishin Hichzer zeh panav lo ro. So he didn't see it when he turned. Now, we go, we're going to, for Kikash on Rav. We had Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan. Rav said we filled the whole area with barrels. Lo daika masnisen. The word of our Mishnah is not clear. Ella o kishmuel o k'Rav Yochanan. Unless we explain it like Shmuel Rav Yochanan. Dika Rav, because if you want to say that it goes according to Rav, that we're talking about a case where the whole area is filled with pitchers, my area in this guy, what does it mean that like he stumbled over it and breaks it, he's not going to pay. A filu shavanami, even if he broke it on purpose, he shouldn't have to pay. Yes, even Rav would say the same din that the guy's not going to be chayv even if he broke it intentionally. The fact that it said he tripped over it is ID the boy, let me say safer, because in the safer they wanted to teach at the end of the Mishnah, im huzak ba bal chavis chayv benisko. If the pedestrian, the guy walking, got damaged by it, then the owner has to go and pay him for the damage, the dafka niska. That's only talking about a case where he's tripped. Aval shavar lo. But if he broke it and then he got hurt, you know, then the owner has to pay. Because my timer, who does it gonna ask? Because he injured himself. Katani reisha niska. Therefore, he uses the word niska on the reisha also, and that's why he can even work according to Rav and uses such a lashon because of the seifa. Amalei Rabbi Abba l'Ravashi. Remember we said, why should it be that the guy is walking the street, trips over the barrel and it breaks, he doesn't have to pay for it, you should watch where you're going. We had three answers, now we have a fourth. So he comes in, he says, Hachi Ami Bimarava, Mishmid of Ula. We say there, it's the name of Ula. Lefishain Darkon Shabani Adam Lizbonim Bidacham. It is not the way of people to watch where they're going when they're walking. Rashi says, but this is just going back on the Masnisa, etc. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay for it. Now says the Gemara. We're going to see cases now where a person goes ahead and trips over something in the middle of the day and he breaks it. Hava uvda ben arda. There was this case that happened in arda. V'chiev Shmuel. And Shmuel said the guy walking by has to pay for what he broke. V'punt v'disa happened. V'disa v'chiev Rava. And Rava says that you're going to be chayv to pay. Bishlam Shmuel makes this according to Shmuel, who says he has to pay, even though the Mishnah says he doesn't have to. Kismaite, because he goes according to his own reasoning, which says it's talking about a case in the dark. But if it's not in the dark, then you got to pay. El Rava, but according to Rava, Lema Kiz Shmuel's Fele, you want to say the Rava holds like Shmuel. Amar of Papa says, no, Kinda de Tsarehave. Rava's din was taught about a barrel that's put by the corner of a press. This is a press that's open for the public to come in, they could rent it. Rashi says, Karen Zavis has Smucha Lebes Habad. So in that case, everyone's going to agree that the guy walking by is going to be chayev if he trips over it. The kaven de rishus kavdi, because since there, it's okay to leave the barrels there. He boy lay la yuni meis. The guy should have watched where he was going. That's a place where there's a lot of barrels. Rashi says shemin hagam hayukain kishayisa beis abad malaya when it was very full. Bnei adam. How you are, Bnei Adam, how you are Bayim, with a lot of people there, those that came, Moshiv and Klaim, Rishisram, they put their Kalim down over there, Mamtina, Natsu Yatsu Yalu, and they'd wait for those people to come out so they could do what they're doing. So therefore, you should have been careful, that's where you're going to be, Chayef. Shalach Le, Rav Chista, Le Rav Nachman, Hari Amru, Le Rechu, Vashalosh. New topic over here. If I go ahead and I kick somebody with my knee, I'm going to have to pay 3 sela for the busha. It's embarrassing. Rashi says, If I push it with my hand, it's one thing. Or I kick it with my foot. Yeah, you little dog. That's more embarrassing. It's 3 sela. But that's only if it's like with the knee. But if it's a kick, then it's going to be 5 sela. That's even more embarrassing, right, with the leg. And if you do with the saddle of a donkey, you got to pay him 13 sela. Lepanda demaro lokofina demaro mai. What's the payment if you're going to hit him with the handle of a shovel or with the blade of a shovel? Shalachle. Nachas is back to him. Chista, kenosa ka magbiz bavel. Are you trying to collect a kenas in Bavel? I says boshes is a kenas. But we know that only in Eretz Yisrael, those that have smicha can go and do such a thing. And here they don't have it. Ema li gufa de uvde echiava. Tell me what exactly happened over there. There are cases, say the Rishonim, that were even in Bava, they're able to go and say the Kenas, so we want to see if this fit into it. So what does he say? Because it says, Shalach Le, send back to Dahu Gargusa de Betray. There was a water well, a cistern that belonged to two people. The Chol Yama have a Dali Chad Minayo. Each one we have to take water from it on the other day and every other day. Asachad Kadali Biyama Dalo Delay. One of the guys came and he took water when it wasn't his day. On Malaysia, the guy says, hey, Yoma Didihu, it's my day. Lo Ashkechbe, the guy didn't even listen to him. He kept taking water. Shaka Panda Damar Machye. So the guy, you know, is like, bro, it's mine. I told you, he took the handle of a shovel and he smashed him with it. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said to him, Maya Pandi Bapandal Mechaye. He could hit him 100 blows with the shovel's hand, and he's not going to be Chayev. He's not going to be Chayev. Because he's trying to stop him from taking his own stuff. Even according to those who say a man should not take the law into his own hands. Rashi says, "Vafil din emes lo yasehu la'atzma liyelecha etzol adaya." Even if you know that you're 100% right, so you go to a dayan. There's a way of doing things. In a place where you're going to lose out, you can. Rashi says, "I azil beidina." If you go to beizin, then ada azil. This guy's taking water in the meantime the whole time. He's going to finish off all the water from the boar, and there's a way of paying him back. The Kamafsid, in such a case, you can go and take law into your own hands. Where do we see this machlokas? Ditmar Yehuda Amar, law of initial dina lafshe. Don't take law in your own hands. Rav Nachman Amar, of initial dina lafshe, you can. Hechadika pesed the kulam lo pligi. When there's a pesed, everyone agrees you can take it in your own hands. David inish dina lafshe, you can do that. Pligi, where they argue, hechad aleka pesed though. There's going to be no loss over here if he doesn't do anything about it. You're not going to lose out. That's where the machlokas is. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and continue this movie just to drop back tomorrow. Bez Hashem is Burach. Until then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.